Welcome to BetterScope, sponsored by Remo Staff, Growth and Freedom with Remote Experts. And this episode's special sponsor, Smurfy Creative Video. My special guest today is Ben Mackey. I will check like if the family is correct, Ben.
That's right.
As the founder of the Scribe Copywriting, Ben helps turn the daunting prospect of talking about what you do into a painless, straightforward process, just as easy as having a conversation. Ben understands what search engines like Google need, while also identifying just the right tone of your copy needs to truly share your genius with the world. Whatever it's a copy, websites, blog articles, ebooks, sales letters, emails, newsletters, Ben will be giving you his professional feedback via personalized copy consultation. Ben will take the procrastination and the guesswork out of your marketing and gives you clarity in a message that gets result. Today, Ben is going to be sharing his stories as a founder and director of Scribes Copywriting. Welcome, Ben, to BetterScope.
I'm glad to be here, Lubo. It's great to finally sit down and chat with you. I've been looking forward to this for a while, so I know you've got some questions for me. So yeah, I'm ready to chat more with you, and obviously by proxy, your audience as well.
Yeah, well, thank you for joining us, and I'm always love to find where our guests are based and from where have you joined us today.
Well, I'm actually in Centennial Park right now, Lubo. I would tell your audience to come and find me, but by the time this is posted, I'll be gone from there. I am actually a resident of the Central Coast, the beautiful Central Coast, which is about 45 minutes north of Sydney.
Oh, yeah. Look, I'm based in Sydney, and I love both Central Coast, and it's quite hot today in Sydney. So I hope that we'll have some water. So like, I'm not sure like it will be 38, 40 degree, but just stay cool and let's have a cool discussion.
Absolutely, yeah.
So Ben, tell me about your journey. How you came to where are you today?
Well, even before I'd started Scribe, I always enjoyed writing. I could probably think back to when I was in primary school and we had this assignment where we studied advertising. I'm so grateful to my teacher for covering this subject. And we talked about advertising and how companies advertise their products to audiences. And then what we had to do for our assignment was our teacher broke us up into little groups and we had to put together an advertising campaign for carrots. We had to write a script for it. And there were about four or five groups in our class. And the teacher actually liked my script enough that she put me in charge of one of those groups. So of what I remember, we all were given video cameras. And I think my advert was along like the vegetable of the year. It was like a vegetable of the year contest. And so we had like broccolis and carrots and potatoes. And then the carrot comes out and obviously wins it. Gives a great speech about why carrots are good for your health. But I found that subject really interesting. Skip forward about 15 years, probably. I'd gone away to uni, done a degree. And I had a couple of different people suggesting that I should be a copywriter because I always loved writing. Now, I didn't actually know what copywriting involved. I wasn't familiar with it. But when you have a few different people who don't even know each other, all saying, oh, you should be a copywriter, all that sort of thing, you start to think, maybe I should look into this. And that happens sometimes, doesn't it? If you have a few different people who are all saying the same thing, you start to think, maybe I should look into this a bit more. So I looked at what was involved with being a copywriter, and I realized that it gave me the opportunity to work independently, to set up a business, and to write, which I love doing. And so that's really how Scribe got started. That was back in 2012. And yeah, I'm still in business all these years later.
Well, this is a great story, and probably it's very opposite what I was loving in my childhood. And you know, like in my primary school, I never loved to write essays or like some kind of like writing. I never were able to put some kind of like I had like a good result, but like I didn't enjoy to put like those like words together. I was like a better with numbers, and imagine that if I hated to write essays back in my primary school, Then, and this was like not my English is not my first language, not my second language. That, well, right now I'm still like I'm not the best in writing. So yeah, this is where people like me, they need to have help and support from someone like you. But so like you're already like a 12 years like doing your own business. So if you think about your business clients, business owners, so can you give maybe some examples of how you're helping them showcase themselves?
Sure. I imagine that most, if not all, the people who are going to be watching this have been to at least one business event in their life. And there's a whole range of different business groups, aren't there? And usually at the very beginning, you'll be asked to stand up and to give your pitch. And that might be a 30-second pitch, might be a 40-second, might be 1 minute. Now, you can stand up, and some people do it better than others. But if you think about your business online, you are selling your business to an audience that's probably 10 times the number of people that are in the room or at the restaurant or the cafe whenever you go to a business event. So, how do you talk about your business, but in a way that's actually going to get the attention of the people that are your typical customers? How do you do that well? And a lot of people, they get stuck with that. A lot of people hate it, like they hate public speaking. I actually don't mind public speaking. If you can find the right words, it makes such a big difference to your business. And that's where I come in, Lubo. I do that through writing copy for clients. And I also do that for clients who don't mind writing their own stuff, but they're not professionals. And they want to get feedback from somebody like me so I can say, look, I think you should be doing this. And maybe you can leave this out. And I just point them in the right direction so that they can get their message across and they can engage with more of their ideal target audience.
Well, that is really great, and it's definitely it's important to have your message delivered, and not only delivered, not only sent, but to be received, and so like someone can listen and understand this message. But maybe like you could give some typical examples. So do you have like some kind of like a specific type of business or clients that you are helping in the best way? What they're doing?
Sure. First of all, I work with such a wide range of businesses. I'm one of those businesses where I work with all people who do all different kinds of things and specialize in all different kinds of areas. But what I will say is generally I work more with service-based businesses more than product-based businesses. I tend to work more with professionals, like people who are specialists in what they do. But over the years, that's been anybody from people who run other business networking groups to real estate agents to accountants, even to companies who build racing cars. So I've worked with quite a few different clients over the years. But yeah, generally it's service-based businesses and professionals and specialists and those kind of people.
Oh, that is great to know that you have such kind of diverse clientele and diverse experience. When you are talking about your such kind of diverse type of customers or clients, so are there any some kind of typical or common challenges for them that they are not able to solve or resolve, and some kind of typical help that you are providing to those type of business owners?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the people that I work with, they generally have like one of two problems. Either one is that they really don't know what to write. They are maybe creating a new website, or they realize that blog content's important, something like that, newsletter content. But they sit down and they just think, I don't know what to write. They're the first group. The second group are the people, they know what to write. And in a lot of cases, Lubo, they're actually good at writing their own content. But it's just with everything else that they've got going on, like with running a business, they just don't have the time, especially when it comes to stuff like newsletter content or blog content. That stuff where you need to be working on updating it constantly, they just don't have the time. And That's why they come to me. So it's usually one of those two groups.
Okay, well, yeah, I understand, and definitely this those type of challenges that gets my business is facing as well sometimes, and but nowadays there are a lot of AI tools, at least that they are promoting that there are AI tools, and you can whatever use ChatGPT or use something else that can write even like a script for you, or can write like a even like a, I don't know, like a, even like a, some paragraphs or even like chapters. So what is your experience about AI, and how do you think this is helpful or harmful to someone in that is using them?
Sure. The thing to remember is that when it comes to AI, we're still in the earlier stages of that. So people are making a lot of different predictions about what will happen with AI. There are some people who think that AI is going to take over copywriting completely, and there are other people, and I'd be more in the second group, Lubo, where yeah, look, AI can help people with a lot of tasks, but I don't think it's ever going to replace the power that the individual has to create their own content. Because what you've got to remember with AI is it can take what already exists and it can reorganize it. So think of like AI images. You can type something, you can type language, create a bear standing next to a wall with ice cream, for instance. And it will source images that already exist of a bear and a wall of ice cream, but it can't create something with the original. And the same goes for writing. Now, AI is definitely a helpful tool. And there's, I It wouldn't be fair of me not to mention a great book by an author named John Morrow called Writing in AI. And if that interesting, if this subject interests you, then definitely give that a read. But my prediction would be that AI moving forward, it's going to be a useful tool for copywriting, but it can't do everything. It would be like if you were just to rely only on AI for your copywriting, it would be like baking a cake and then just leaving it that. Not worrying about the icing or the decorations, that sort of thing. It can do some of the job, but it's not going to do all of the job for you.
Look, don't get me wrong. So I'm totally with you. So, I know that like I'm considering AI as a collaborative tool, and you know, like many of our remote staff and virtual assistants are using a lot of AI tools, and it's not necessary to do some copywriting, but even to optimize your calendar, you optimize your diary, and even again. So I have like an AI tool that is integrated with my Gmail that when I'm writing and reply, that he's just make it rephrasing or make it more nicer my answer. And of course, like in these cases, I was not I'm for me it doesn't make sense just to go always, oh Ben, can you help me to write and reply? So this is where an AI is just like as a collaborative tool that you can use, but of course, like for some kind of more difficult probably topics like blogs or like ideas, it's not enough to use AI. But again, saying this, like I know like that a lot of like and like a lot of virtual assistants that are they nowadays they know how to use much more AI tools that the business owners here in Australia. And they're more like educated in those AI tools, and it's again it's not only copywriting, so and not probably image creation, but maybe some video editing tools or like audio editing tools or remove some noise. So it's still like a collaborative tool that you can use. Regarding my understanding about your like a type of clients and service. But what is your scope in life, or what is your goal in life? Why you're doing what you're doing? What is your better scope?
That's a good question. Look, my goal in life, with all the different businesses that I've worked with, obviously they specialize in so many different things that I would have no experience of. But one thing I do know is how to write about a business and how to really ask the, I think that I can ask the right questions. I've been told that I should work for the FBI or something in their interrogation office because I know how to ask the right questions. But it's a real, just really a case for me of asking the right questions about a business and finding out who it is that they're helping and what's their own story, because it's often those things that have, that you already know, whether you're in a business's marketing team or you're the owner of the founder of the business. It's often those things that you already know that are actually your biggest selling point. And it's just a case of identifying what they are, knowing how to put those into words, and where to promote that. It's on your socials, if it's part of paid advertising, all that sort of stuff. It's just really being able to link all those things up and turn that into your most effective selling point, and also to really get clear on what it is that you're really giving to your clients and your target audience.
Yeah, look, this is really cool, and I love what you're doing and how you're doing this. But before we'll go to interrogation, I think it's time for me to thank my sponsor or our sponsor of this episode. RemoStaff brings time, money, and freedom to business entrepreneurs via outsourcing. With RemoStaff, you'll get not a virtual, but a real offshore expert dedicated only for you that will support your business. Hire an offshore expert with RemoStaff and go on a free 4-day holiday. Smurfy Creative Video is a boutique video content creation agency on a mission to help brands engage and connect with their customers through effective and tailored video marketing solutions. For those in Australia, send BetterScope in a text message to 0425-884464 and you'll get 10% discount on your video production. Ben, so we are back, and again, like I understand your scope, what you do and how you do, but can you maybe give an example of the best success that your client get from your service? Maybe a
I've
few.
got plenty. Sure, I've got plenty of those stories. Look, I'll give you one example. I had a woman who ran. Okay, let's just. She ran a business networking group, and she had a LinkedIn profile, and she wanted to change her LinkedIn profile. Wanted to change the business LinkedIn profile so she could reach a new target audience. So she brought it to me, and I made a few suggestions about edits, that sort of stuff. I actually sat down and edited it, changed it. And she used that on LinkedIn. And straight away, within about 2 weeks, she was ranking number one for business networking in like the wider area. So this is probably a region of maybe 1,000, 2,000 kilometers, that whole area. On top of that, somebody from another business networking group basically went through and just plagiarized the content. And as they say, imitation is the greatest form of flattery. So I was really happy for that, to get that result for that person. And then just to have somebody else come through and copy it was. I mean, yeah, it's frustrating, but at the same time, it was flattering to know that somebody thought enough of what I had put down, what I'd put together for this woman that they went through and they copied it. That's just one example. And there's been other people who I've taken over their email campaigns and they've got higher click rates and open rates than other people in their industry. This was in real estate, just as one example. So, yeah, like I said, I've worked with a few different businesses across a range of different fields. But when you get those kind of results for them, you see them starting to do really well, not just in how their message sounds, but in the actual metrics. Yeah, it always feels good when you can help to make that change for them.
Yeah, look, I love those examples, and I love when someone is getting more visibility or is able to showcase in a proper way where he's in best in. Do you have maybe some examples where maybe something was not achieved with your client, or what kind of clients, or what kind of, like, I don't know, like business owners should not come to you, or maybe it's not the right time, or like a that you feel that, or they do not need your support, or you're not able to help them.
Yeah, of course. Look, obviously, I'm in the business of saying good things about businesses, Lubo. So I'm going to be careful with the details here because I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, so to speak, which is an English expression, which means to put somebody's name in a bad light. But I can think of a client. This was many years ago, and they reached out to me because they'd been referred to me, and I can still remember the phone call with them. And they said, "Oh, Ben, we need your help." And I could tell they really wanted help. So I started making recommendations, let's say about their customer outreach and the messaging with their customer outreach. I started making recommendations for changes and all that sort of stuff, but they didn't want to take my advice on board. And I was divided about this, Luba, because I could have just kept taking their money and just done what they wanted, but what they were doing obviously wasn't working. So I kept insisting on certain changes being made. And as you can imagine, it got to this point where they sent me this email just saying, I don't think we can work together anymore, all that sort of stuff. And I said, yeah, okay. And it was disappointing. And I actually did look at their messaging a little while later, and they hadn't changed anything. They were still doing what they're doing. And I don't know how they're doing these days, but to answer your question, I think the kind of client that I don't work well with, the kind of client that shouldn't come to me, is if you already have this rigid idea of how everything should be. If you don't want to, if you're not willing to change some of the things that you're doing, you're not willing to take that advice on board, then it's going to be a waste of your money and it's going to be a waste of my time as well. So, I mean, it was disappointing to, it was obviously disappointing from my perspective because I would have loved to have been able to turn things around for them, but they just weren't flexible, and in the end, we weren't a great fit. But that happens sometimes.
Yeah, look, I understand, and you're absolutely right. So I think when you try to work with someone, it's good to have like to establish this bond and to trustful relations. And usually, we have a saying that if you are not asking for help or advice, you don't need to give this help and advice. So, but if you ask for someone for a help or advice, then most probably, you need to implement this advice, or at least to try to work with it, or give some feedback. Tell me a bit about your like a service. So, do you have some kind of packages, or do you have some kind of retainer, or how you're working with your clients, like a one-time job, or do you have like some kind of like a more long-term engagement?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a, I actually have a services list that I'd be happy to send out to all the listeners, anybody who's interested. We can do individual services, everything from writing your website copy or editing your website copy to taking care of your email newsletters, your blogging. Yeah, we have a range of combined services as well for people who want a more comprehensive service, ongoing service. We can work with people who want to pay somebody on a retainer. Yeah, look, obviously, you do provide set services, but look, we can be flexible sometimes because obviously we work with such a wide range of businesses and some of you have different needs and have different requests. So yeah, we look, we, generally we can be flexible with people that want something a little bit more specific.
Okay, well, sounds good. So I'm also asking my guests about your relation with the environment, with the planet, with yours. So I know that you're living in the nice central coast of Australia, but what do you think about the climate change, or what you are doing, or some of your maybe clients doing, maybe to protect, or to have some kind of steps in this area?
Sure. I know a lot of businesses. I mean, obviously, what I do, I don't own a fleet of trucks or anything like that. But I know other businesses who are introducing green initiatives and that sort of thing. I think that if we want to keep the planet clean, it all starts on our very doorstep. So it's just putting rubbish in the correct bins, taking care of littering, that sort of stuff. You see litter, put it in the bin. Actually, a funny story here. Well, not a funny story, but just an interesting story. Many years ago, when I was in TAFE and I was doing an arts-related degree, there was a competition for a campaign for people to design a campaign to encourage people to put their rubbish in the bin because we had a rubbish dump at our campus. And I just designed a simple poster, and I actually can't remember what I put on the poster. This is nearly 20 years ago now, but I can't remember what I put on the poster. But I remember the message. I said, "When you bin, the environment wins." And yeah, I will admit, Lubo, it wasn't the fanciest campaign. There were other people that had very fancy campaigns, but they must have liked the message because my campaign won. I was very proud of that. So
Look,
my message has been just start small. Think about your own backyard first and foremost. How can you be tidier? And I think if we all do that, then that's going to have a big effect on a much larger scale.
Yeah, look, I love it, and in our company, so we have actually we don't have any printers anymore, so we are 100% like a paperless. So we're moving only to the digital documentation and information and different SOPs. And actually, when we hire someone overseas, a remote expert, we are planting trees in those countries. So yes, it's there are, but you're right, like just small steps at your doorstep, like a. That everyone can do. But I think like while we are discussing this, maybe I'm giving maybe some ideas. So you with every client or customers that you have, you can say, well, what are you doing in regarding environment? And maybe do you want me to create you a post for you regarding environment? And maybe just say, well, whatever you can do like for free, or you can say like this is as a bonus, but you can say like is your company doing something? And if maybe to even to create something for internal use that can again some people were or will be able to think about environment again. In some of my previous experience, we used to do like a bit of like a car sharing and say, well, because when people are going somewhere, why do you need to go to these two cars? And even right now, when I'm going to some BX meetings, I'm always saying, well. Even I'm based in Northern Beaches, but I'm saying I'm going to Hornsby. Who is with me? And last week I had like a one lady, Lou Nan came with me, and I have sometimes people are just coming with me to Cronulla or somewhere else because we save the environment. We're not driving with three cars,
That's right.
and we have a chat. But again, like I think you can use this and write something and to almost every client. Regarding environment, and I think the topic of sustainability is coming quite important nowadays. That will be many corporations are they need to have this because otherwise clients will not trust them.
That's right. Well, it's interesting that you mentioned the BX Cronulla group there, Lubo. I'm a big fan of that group. It starts at lunchtime on a Friday, at least I from what I remember, it still does. And I'd actually get the train down to that. I got the train down today as well, and then walked here. I took my time walking here from the station. But yeah, if I come down to Sydney for anything, most times I'll get the train, which I know is it's the better choice environmentally. But I do like it. It's just nice to relax and to be able to listen to some music and catch up on books. So yeah, it benefits the environment, but it's also good for your peace of mind too.
Yeah, look, I love it, and yes, it's I'm as well. I'm trying to use the train as much as possible, or like a public transport, especially when we are again, especially when you're alone, you don't need to use your car to travel somewhere. So it's good chatting with you, Ben, and I love what you're doing. What will be maybe one tip, one advice that you'll give to our listeners?
That's a great question, Lubo, and a great way to finish as well. One thing, I mean, majority of the people who are listening, we're in business and we look at ways that we can maximize profit and we can be more efficient at marketing, selling, all that sort of stuff. And yeah, obviously that's a crucial part of business. But one thing I'm realizing more and more as time goes on is that time itself is literally the most precious. Literally the most precious thing that we have, most precious commodity that we have. How many times have you heard somebody say, oh, this year's gone by so quickly? And as we're doing this recording now, we're on that very special day of February the 29th, which we only get once every 4 years, and it's the last day of summer. But this summer's gone by. It's been a long summer. A lot has happened, and I'm glad for that. I'm glad that I'm not sitting here at the end of the summer literally and going, oh, where's that time gone? So with that in mind, the best advice I could probably give to people when you understand that time is the most precious commodity you have is make every day count for something. Whether you work 5 days a week, 6 days a week, which I've done, whatever you do, make every day count for something. Learn something new, do something that is helping you to build a skill in something, in some area that's important or some creative pursuit. But just if you can, make sure that every single day you do something that counts. That's not just oh, another day that you wasted. And if you can do that, if you just do one little thing for one day every year, if you just get 1% better at something every day, you will be 365, or in this case, this year, 366% better at that thing end of the year.
I love it, Ben. So it's I really how's it, value myself the time, and this is like it's a great advice to all our listeners that you know whatever 1 hour of today or one day it will you'll never get this time back, and this is the
That's right.
most valuable asset. So Ben, where our listeners can find more about you or how they can get in touch with you if they would love to use your service or maybe just connect with you?
Sure thing. If you're on LinkedIn, just look up Ben Mackey and type in Scribe Copywriting as well, and you should find me there. Otherwise, you can contact, if you want to speak to me personally, just reach out to me, ben@scribecopywriting.com.au, and I'll be happy to answer any of your queries. And obviously, if you mention that you saw me on your podcast, Lubo, then yeah, you'll definitely get VIP access. I'll put you front of line. I'll be in touch with you straight away because I love people who listen. So yeah, ben@scribecopywriting.com.au or the website scribecopywriting.com.au. And yeah, that's how we can start a conversation. I can find out how I might be able to help you or to connect you with the right person, because one of the guarantees that I offer Lubo is that if I can't help somebody personally, if I can't help you personally, I'm quite well connected and I will get you in touch with somebody who can help you. So just from speaking to me, it's a win-win situation.
Well, that's amazing, Ben, and I love mutuality. I love like a win-win connection. So to all our listeners, you can find all the Ben's details in the show notes. So just like a scroll down and you'll find how to get in touch with Ben. And as well, like you definitely get in touch with Ben and you'll find how to save your time in not writing wrong messages and use his knowledge. Thank you, Ben, very much for being with us and sharing your experience and your better scope.
Thanks, Lubo. It's been great to sit down with you at last. It's a breeze blowing right now, so I'm staying very cool, and I hope you stay cool for the rest of the day too, my friend.
Yeah, thanks, Ben, and thanks for our listeners for joining us on Better Scope. If you like this content, be sure to like it, share it, and subscribe. See you next time on Better Scope.